Hey, Laura. Thank you so much for joining us on the first ever Mill Housing Nation podcast. We're honored to share this stage with you guys. So on behalf of Mill Housing Nation, the podcast dedicated to military spouses and bringing them insights, news, and material about PCSing and military spouse employment issues, welcome.
Thanks. It's so exciting to be here. I feel like we've been talking about this for months, and it's so exciting to see this kind of come to fruition and be a part of just this educational experience and this conversation around all these crazy things we do as military spouses when we move. It's nuts. I mean, there's so many things that go into it. So I'm excited that you guys are addressing them.
Well, we're super excited to have you here. So I want to open the podcast up with a little bit about who you are. So tell our listeners who you are and what is it that you do for the military community.
Well, my name's Laura. I'm an active duty Army spouse. I'm a traveler, just lover of life, and a huge just believer and supporter of the military spouse community. I co-own a company called WISE. We help military spouses get connected with virtual assisting work. So we employ military spouses, veteran spouses, and veterans to do outsourcing work for small businesses. We just really want to help so many spouses have the career and the life that they've always imagined. And I think so much of what we dream for ourselves is changed when we married military and we're not able to do all the things that we dreamed of. So our goal is to bring that back and to allow more military spouses to have that dream again, to have those careers, and then also help small businesses grow their business by utilizing our team of talented spouses.
Well, it would be ironic if I didn't say that our two businesses didn't work together. So Laura's team actually works a lot with Mill Housing Network, and a lot of our VAs that we use are trained. And so I can attest and say that the quality of candidates that we get from WISE is amazing. And what you're doing for military spouses is phenomenal. So
we appreciate it. We love working with you guys, and we love having the opportunity to just collaborate with other military spouses. It's so much fun, and we're just able to do so much more together than we could apart. And I think that's what I love about working with you guys at Mill Housing Network. We just have the shared mission of empowering and impacting spouses, and it's just awesome to be able to do that every day and call it work.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
So how long have you been a military spouse?
I've been a military spouse for almost 5 years, which is
kind of
crazy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice. So exciting. How many PCSs?
Four.
Four in 5 years.
Four in 5 years.
Okay.
It was a little nuts.
Can you even remember all the places you've been?
We've really only lived in three places. So we've only been in, we were in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and then in Fort Benning, Georgia, and here at Fort Carson. We just moved twice while we were at Fort Benning.
Gotta love the military.
Because we thought it would be fun. I don't know.
Yeah. Of course. So obviously you've only been a spouse for only.
I know.
I feel like a veteran.
I'm young.
Of 10,
young in over here.
I feel like a veteran of 10 years.
Ooh.
I know.
Teach me your ways.
Full disclosure, I've only PCS five times, so you've got me. We're tied there.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
How has your business or what you have done as a military spouse been impacted by all these PCSs?
Yeah. So one of the reasons I've only been a military spouse for 5 years is because I wasn't sure this life was for me. I was with my husband for 3 years before we got married and tried to convince him that maybe the Army wasn't what he should do. And we can see who won that battle. So for me, I actually have had in the last 5 years, I've had three different careers.
Okay.
And most recently with WISE. And it's the longest that I've been with the company in my military spouse tenure. So my first couple of years in military spouse was a lot of jumping around to a lot of different jobs. And I really thought for a long time that that was going to be my life. Everywhere I moved, I would have a different job. So I worked in North Carolina for 9 months, and then I moved and worked another job in Georgia for about 10 months, and then had another job for a few months, and then finally started WISE with Diana. So it's had a huge impact on my career. And until I met Diana and started WISE, I honestly thought that was going to be my life, was constant moving to a new job every time we moved.
So how has that experience shaped you guys as being dual military spouse-owned business owners and what you're doing with WISE's mission to help other military spouses?
I mean, it's the foundation of so much of what we do at WISE, because we understand that active duty lifestyle of constantly moving and just how hard it is to start your life completely over every time you move. And for us, how great is it and how nice would it be for other spouses to know that no matter where they go, their career goes with them. And that's one thing they don't have to figure out, right? Mm-hmm. You have so many things, schools, houses, childcare. I mean, it's crazy all the things you have to figure out when you move doctors. But what if, you know, career was that one thing that went with you? So it's the foundation of why we started WISE. Diana and I both wanted a career for ourselves that moved with us, where we continue to grow and be challenged in our work, which is super important to me. And I think important to so many spouses as well. And then also the ability, you know, to take it with me and for it to be functional with our families. So if we have a change of command ceremony in the middle of the day, we can go.
Right.
If we have a kid's play in the middle of the day, we can go. And we don't have to explain to our boss why this random ceremony was decided on yesterday and now it's tomorrow and I have to be there, because, you know, people don't understand that. So we wanted to be that for our team members. You know, we can understand and relate to their life. So nothing's going to be a big surprise to us. We know that the military will tell you one thing today and a new thing tomorrow.
Like, pack your bags, like, and move your house.
Pack your bags, move, by the way, be at the ceremony. Oh, by the way, we have a cocktail hour event tonight, so I hope you have a closet of dresses ready at all times.
And we need volunteers for the Christmas party.
Right. And don't forget to bake some cookies and bring them. I mean, it's crazy, all the things that just pop up at the last minute. But, you know, that's, again, what makes military spouses such great workers, is because they're so adaptable and so flexible and so good at just figuring it out on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I absolutely agree with you. Obviously, I'm a little biased being a military spouse. So real quick, how can a military spouse take control of their career, kind of like what you did with WISE and what you're providing for, obviously, the employees of WISE? What would you say is a big piece of or a nugget you could give a military spouse to take control of their career? Because obviously being a business owner isn't for everyone.
Yeah, no, being a business owner is not for everyone. And if you are not excited about doing it, it's probably not a good thing to do. So I think it's just staying in touch with your field. So whatever it is that you're hoping to do in your career, you can always keep your skills up to date. You can take online courses, you can read articles, you can do some one-off freelance work if you want, but really just keeping your expertise and your skill level current is really important as a military spouse. And there's a lot of free resources online to be able to do that. So I would definitely suggest that. And then the other thing for me is just not giving up on a career. For us, thankfully, the virtual career space is growing rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of virtual careers out there for you as a spouse, but you have to keep your skills current to be able to be eligible for those types of positions. So keep it active. And then my other recommendation always to spouses is volunteer. If you can't find work in your field, volunteer in your field, because that keeps you active and current as well. So go search out a local agency or company, ask them if you can intern, if you can volunteer with them. No one says no to free labor. So they'd love to have you, and it's a great way to keep your resume current and then keep your skills current as well.
And to get your foot in the door.
Get your foot in the door. Yeah, most of the time, I mean, anytime I've ever volunteered with an actual company, that's how I got my first job. I interned with them for 3 months and they loved me so much that they hired me. So you never know what could happen with those opportunities.
Absolutely. So top three most interesting things that you're seeing in the marketplace right now dealing with military spouse employment issues. And this is a hot topic.
It is, yeah.
There's a lot of legislation going on.
Yeah.
NextGen just released a big article about military spouse employment, what it means for our licenses. Mm-hmm. So what are your things that you're observing are happening in the marketplace right now?
Well, one, I think it's really great that we've raised our voices so loud that the government has heard us and that there is legislation being talked about and coming into play for military spouses around both things like work, like licenses, but also around other issues that we face, like state of residence and the constant changing of that, and how, you know, there's rules for our spouses that don't apply to us as military spouses. So I think that's really amazing to see people, especially the government, tapping into that and analyzing it and thinking about putting things into play there. So that's really awesome. For us, the big trend of virtual work is something that's fantastic. It's amazing. It really affects us here at WISE. We're an all virtual company. So for me, the rise of virtual work means more opportunities for spouses, which I love. I think there are more opportunities for active duty spouses to work today than there were even 5 years ago when I first became a military spouse. So that's just awesome. I love seeing that, and I love seeing people's openness. And I think just the other trend is awareness. I think spouses no longer are staying quiet. People are talking about the high unemployment, and to me, the higher under employment of spouses. Mm-hmm. So I think fair wage is being talked about with spouses. opportunities are being talked about around military spouses. So to me, it's just awesome that that conversation is happening and that people aren't being afraid anymore to say, hey, I'm a military spouse. I deserve to work, but I also deserve to be paid fair wage for what I'm doing.
Well, a lot of the resources that you talked about here and obviously some of the open opportunities that are currently with WISE, we're going to link to in the show notes. So if you guys are interested in getting more information, Laura is going to give us some awesome links and resources that military spouses can get connected with. And last question, obviously I'm a little biased on this one, but I want to hear from you and don't sugarcoat it just because we're friends. In your opinion, why is real estate a good career for a military spouse?
Well, it's a mobile career. I mean, that's one of the, any career that's mobile is great for military spouse. I think real estate not only is a great career for spouse, it's a great way for them to connect with their community. Because as a real estate agent, you have to be out there meeting people. You need to be engaging and building community for spouses is so important. But I think the mobility of it, being able to take it from state to state and growing your business and it going with you, you have to be a little bit creative. I think you would admit you have to be creative with it. But just the mobility of it and the opportunity of community that it brings. I think real estate agents are the most savvy networkers and most connected people I've ever met. So if you have those skills, I would hone into them and take it with you because you're going to continue to have an amazing community where no matter where you go.
Well, and I think, you know, there's so many job opportunities, just not being an actual realtor.
Oh, well, but being an assistant. I mean, we have real estate assistants on our team. So I would say, too, if you move somewhere and you're only going to be there for 6 months or a year and you don't have time to get your licensure changed over, think about being a real estate assistant either at a real estate firm in the city near you or with WISE or another company that hires real estate VAs. But there's so many options within the career of real estate with your knowledge. You could do transaction coordination. You could help with listing management. You could even do staging for someone.
Pictures.
I mean, there's so many things that you know, and that knowledge of as an agent is transferable into so many different things. So again, it just teaches you a lot about a lot of different areas in business, which will help you in no matter what career you take.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Laura, for your time today. We're so passionate and excited to go on this journey with you with our two companies. And thanks for being the first ever Mill Housing Nation podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's been great to be here. I'm honored to be the first, and I can't wait to see how this podcast grows and how it impacts military spouses.